Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Heck of a night.
So what?
So nothing. So it's a heck of a night.
You've been saying that for 11 straight nights. When do you expect something different? I'd rather be told about it.
Ah, go soak your head.
That's what I like about you, Stan. Good, quick answers.
Knock it off, you. Look, all I said was it's a heck of a night.
I know.
Yeah, well, then Willie here, he jumps down my neck like I was...
Quit it!
Well, you'd think when three fellas have got to work together, they could at
you
least...
You think they could maybe think of something different to say sometimes. That's what you think they could do.
Look, we'll be finished here in a couple of days. Then it won't make any difference what you say. I'll let it rest, huh?
Oh, you know, it's funny being the only three guys some miles around. Just like... Well, like we were the only people left on Earth. Hey, wouldn't it be funny if we got back and found everyone not there? You see what I mean? Kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, some of the people I know, I'd be happy if they weren't there.
Not me. I want to get back to the big city. I want to hear some noise and see some lights and drink some good whiskey. That's what I want to do.
I've been thinking, you know, for three guys been working together now for 6 months, you know, we don't know very much about each other.
Yeah. Maybe there's nothing much to know.
Oh, everyone's got something interesting up their sleeve. Hey, Arnie, you married?
Married? I got 7 grandchildren.
Oh, you married?
Well, only if I got 7 grandchildren. I almost always got them in the house. You know, we figured when the kids grew up and married off, we'd have some quiet around the house.
Uh-huh.
Not likely. As soon as they were married and had some kids of their own, they come and visit. And then a couple of them had some bad luck and they come back to live. And pretty soon the house is full of screaming kids.
Yeah. Well, that's life.
Still, I guess I wouldn't be without them. What about you, Stan?
Not married. Not yet, anyway.
Oh, I see. You got somebody in mind?
Oh, couple. I'm going to wait for a big dowry. Or maybe a rich widow.
Look, with a face like yours, you should get what you can.
Oh, I'm not handsome, but I got sex appeal.
Who told you that?
A weighing machine. Got my weight wrong, too. Hey, you know, it must be pretty good to have a nice house and a heap of kids. Say, I bet you're never lonely.
Lonely? Why do you think I took this job? It's the only way I could figure to get me a holiday. Still, I sure miss him.
Yeah. Willie.
What?
You married or anything?
You can say that again.
Well, are you?
I sure am.
Hey, sounds pretty good.
Pretty good? You just sit here a minute, boy. I'll show you what's pretty good.
Well, it's the first time I've seen Willie interested in anything. He must be some doll.
Yeah, I'll show you what's pretty good. Take a look at that.
Yeah, me too. Is that your wife?
Nobody else. She used to be on the stage. Went under the name of the Pink Pearl. Used to do a specialty act, a very high class.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
6 months.
6 months? And you'd leave her to come and work on a stinking job like this? Oh, you're crazy in the head.
Well, I figured the dough was good, and I wouldn't spend any out here. And that way I could save a lot. You see, Pearl, well, she's been used to nice things. I didn't reckon it was fair to make her do without them, so I decided to take this, and with the dough I saved, we can maybe put a deposit on a nice business or something.
Well, it's the first time I've ever heard you say more than 10 words at a time. This doll sure has you.
Yeah, she certainly has. Well, what are you staring at, Stan?
Huh? Nothing. Looking in the picture. Real nice.
Yeah. Well, you looked enough. Hand it over.
I still wouldn't have left the doll like that. Not for a million.
Well, we figured it was worth it. Of course, I didn't do it without a long talk about it.
Did Pearl like the idea?
Yeah, of course she didn't. But like me, she figured we needed the money, so that was that.
She still working?
Yeah, but not in the stage anymore. She told me she was taking a job in a bakery. No, not that there's anything wrong with a stage. She had a very refined act. It's just that, well, she's a married woman now, and, well, you know how it is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'll bet she was a wow.
And then some. Yeah, never could figure why a good looker like her married a pan-faced guy like me.
Must be love. It's the only reason I can figure.
Yeah, I guess so.
Say, but you'll be glad to get back to her.
That's not the word. When do you figure they'll pick us up, Arnie?
Well, job's finished. Just about. Could take us off any time.
You know, it's a funny thing to think this whole valley will be flooded soon. Wonder how long it'll take to fill.
Well, when that coffer goes, you'll be awake before you can spit.
Yeah, I suppose all we got to do now is keep the people out of the area, huh?
That's about it. Yeah, that won't be hard. Everyone for 100 miles around knows about the dam, so they're not likely to be silly enough to come near.
Hey, they're going to take us out in that helicopter?
I suppose so. Two of us, anyway. Someone has to drive the Jeep. I won't be sorry when we get the green light.
Me.
Well, you two can chew the fat all night if you want. I'm hitting the sack. I'll sure be glad to sleep on a decent bed again.
Well, we all.
See ya.
Sure, yeah.
I never seen Willie so talkative. He's sure gone on that wife of his. Don't blame him if it comes to that.
No. I don't blame him one little bit.
I wish they could have caught her act.
You get back to the city before Willie, you might just be lucky.
What do you mean?
She's working in a dive on Wharf Street.
What?
You got it.
How do you know?
You know when I went into town about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah?
Well, me and a pal, we went to this joint, see? We just caught her act.
Well, she wasn't called the Pink Pearl, but
it's the same chassis.
I don't think this would make Willie very happy. You better not say anything to him.
You nuts? You tear my head off.
Oh, the poor guy. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah? Well, you'd be a darn sight more sorry if you knew the whole story.
What whole story?
I don't think I'd better say anything. You might just happen to mention it.
Not me. I'm an oyster. I've been married too long to have a big mouth.
Well, you see, the reason we went to this joint was because this pal of mine had a girlfriend working there.
So?
So, guess who the girlfriend is?
No.
Yeah. See, she didn't know I worked with Willie. Hey, come to think of it, about then I didn't know she was Willie's wife. Well, anyway, after the show, we kind of teamed up, made a four, you know, and we hit all the spots. We really did the town.
Yeah. Well, listen, just what sort of an act does she do?
Oh, honey, don't ask silly questions. See, look, when I saw her picture, why, I didn't twig for a second. Then it hit me.
Yeah, I thought you went quiet all of a sudden.
Well, quiet, but wouldn't you be? I was scared he'd notice something.
He nearly did. Well, you were staring at that picture.
Well, I had to make sure it was the same girl.
Look, you're positive, aren't you? There's no mistake.
I bet my life on it. Willie's wife and the dame at the club on Wharf Street are one and the same girl.
Well, all I can say is I hope he never finds out.
Yeah, I hope for her sake. Oh, he'd be a rough man if he really got mad.
Well, poor guy. Some dames just don't deserve to live. Here he is, working himself silly just to get some money for a little tramp.
How would you like to have no head?
What? Willie!
Yeah, Willie.
We thought you'd hit the sack, Willie.
Well, you thought wrong, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I did.
What were you saying about her?
About who?
Don't kid me. What were you saying about Pearl? Come on, gear before I tear it out of you.
No, it was nothing, Willie.
Yeah, that's right, Willie. It was nothing. You're honest.
I said for you not to kid me. What were you saying?
Hey, Willie.
Way off. It wasn't any choke out of you.
I'll choke the life out of you.
Let him go. Let him go, Willie. It's about Pearl.
Stop it.
I saw the way you was looking at the picture. Why, you really done it. Now you're in trouble.
Get away from me.
Leave him alone, Willie. Leave him alone, I say.
You shouldn't have hit me, Stan. I don't like it.
But what are you expecting me to do? Lie there and take it?
You're no good. I'll teach you to say things about my wife.
No, you get away, Willie.
No good backing off. I don't like people telling lies about her. I don't like it.
Nobody was telling lies.
You don't like that, huh?
I didn't like it, Willie.
Yeah.
And, Willie, you're not going to like this.
Stan?
Your wife's a two-timer, Willie. How do you like that? She's a dirty, no good poo timer.
You shouldn't have said those things to him, Stan.
Well, it was his own fault. He nearly killed me.
I've never seen a guy go to pieces like that. Why, you've been hit with a pole axe.
Yeah, I should have kept my big mouth shut in the first place.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, anyway, I'm as much to blame as you. I wanted to know. Poor old Willie works like a dog to save money while his wife goes off and works in some crummy joint.
Yeah, tough.
I suppose you could forgive that if she figured that she could make more money there than working in a bakery. But it's the other that's so hard to take. A man like Willie won't put up with a wife two-timing him.
Well, who would, for Pete's sake? When a guy gets married, he should expect his wife could run straight.
Can you imagine what's going to happen when he gets home? Oh, wow.
No, maybe nothing. Maybe you just leave her without a word. Big, tough characters like Willie are funny. When something big happens to them, something they can't fight or beat with their fists, they go to pieces. That's what's happened to Willie.
Yeah. Well, no good worrying anymore, I suppose. Might as well hit the cut. Be glad to get out of here. Be glad when the whole joint's full of water.
All right, you wouldn't do a thing like that, Seb. Would you, baby? They were lying in their teeth. We had it all worked out. We'd get some money and make something of ourselves. No, you just wouldn't do it.
Dirty liars.
Wait till I tell you what they said about you. What a laugh. That Stan. Say anything about people. He's shooting you just because he's got no one. You're kind of sorry for him.
Pearl? Pearl, honey, I'm home. It's Willie. Pearl.
Honey?
Pearl? Hey, Pearl!
I must have took a walk. Yeah, that's it. She's going for a walk someplace. A crazy pair. Just because you're a good-looking doll, they make up lying stories about you. You're going to hate me for coming to this joint, honey. But it's just that... Well, they said Dane was doing an act here. A Dane who looks like you. And I just want to see you. I want to see you.
In presenting to you the toast of Wolf Street. The little girl with the best accent sight of any place. The fabulous Molly.
It ain't you, Pearl, is it? Say it ain't you.
Thank you.
Surprise.
Who's that?
Hi.
Willie. What are you doing here?
I live here, don't I?
Oh, why, sure, honey. It's just a... Well, I thought you was out at the dam.
I'm not.
Oh, I can see that. You promised to call me when the job was finished. Why didn't you?
Because the job ain't finished yet.
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, can't a guy see his own wife if he wants to?
Oh, sure, hon, but you're not supposed to leave the job till the dam's ready to blow.
Nobody knows I'm at the job. I just walked out while the other two was asleep. You happy to see me, Pearl?
Why should I am, Willie?
I drove 150 miles to see you, honey. Ain't you even going to give me a kiss?
Sure.
I'm your husband, you know, not your brother.
Yes. Better?
Some.
You make yourself comfortable, Willie. I'll make us some coffee. I'm afraid there's not much in the icebox.
Not eating in much?
No, not much.
I expect to eat in the bakery.
Bakery?
Yeah.
Yeah, I eat there. They give me real nice meals.
Do they treat you right?
Oh, sure they do. Yeah, they're always nice to me. Treat me like one of the family.
That's good. I wouldn't like it if you weren't being treated right. You're my wife, Pearl, and I want you to be happy. You don't like working one place. All you got to do is say you don't like it, and you can just change your job.
Oh, no, I like it fine.
You don't want to be frightened to tell me if you do decide to change. I understand.
I know. What are you so concerned about the job for? You ought to be worried about your own. We want to save some money, you know. You haven't forgotten about what we're going to do, have you, about the little business?
No. No, I haven't forgotten. Have you?
That's all I ever think about. Dad, and you.
What have you been doing, Max?
Nothing much. Nip, read, take, and a movie, usual thing.
Ever got a hankering to go back to the act?
No. No, that's one thing I'll never do.
What do you have to lie to me for, Pearl?
Lie to you? I don't get it, Willie. I'm not lying. What's wrong with you?
I listened to a guy call my wife a two-timer tonight. I near as darn it choked him because he said it.
Willie!
I didn't believe you could be like that. Not Pearl. Oh,
I should think not.
So I took the Jeep and came here to see you. I didn't believe him for one minute. That's not the reason I came in.
Then why did you?
I don't know. I think I was all broke up inside, and I wanted to see you just to give me some courage or something. I don't know. It's hard to explain. There was no one here when I came home, so I waited. I waited a long time, Pearl.
I went to a movie.
I sat here in the dark and waited. Then I figured I'd take a walk. I didn't mean to go down to Wharf Street either. I just happened to end up there.
And?
I didn't like the act I saw. Why did you do it, Pearl?
I didn't think you'd ever spy on me, Willie.
I wasn't spying, Pearl, honest.
I didn't like to tell you, Willie. I thought you might worry.
We're husband and wife. We shouldn't have to lie to each other.
Money at the bakery wasn't good enough. I wanted to save as much as I could, so that's why I took the job.
If I thought you were getting at me, Pearl, I'd... Well, I just don't know what I'd do.
Anything I've done, honey, has been because I want us to get somewhere. And now get that look off your face. Gee, I haven't even put the coffee on yet.
Yeah, I'd like some.
Yeah, come through with me while I fix it. Gee, it's nice to have you home. When do you have to get back?
As soon as I have some coffee. It's a long haul, and I want to get in before dawn. I don't want to get into trouble. Arnie, he's the foreman. He's a bit particular about the job. You see, we got to make sure everything's clear. No people around. It's a pretty responsible job, you know.
It sounds like it.
I guess I shouldn't have come to town like I did.
I guess not.
You're not mad at me, are you?
No. You mad at me?
Not anymore. I can see now why you did it without telling me.
Good.
Hey, Pearl, this is this fella, the one who said he saw you. His name's Stan. What's the matter?
Nothing, just clumsy.
He said he and another buddy of his made a four with you and another girl.
Willie.
He seemed pretty sure of himself. But I figured he just wanted to say he'd been out with such a good-looking gal, especially when on the stage. That's what it must be, eh, Pearl?
Sure, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's the one thing I couldn't stand. I don't mind the other, but two-time and me, I couldn't stand. I'd have to do something about it.
Look, Willie, who are you going to believe, this smart aleck or me?
I'm sorry. Just thinking about it makes me go all fright.
Then don't think about it. Just forget it. Not true, so why should you worry?
I love you, Pearl.
All right, Willie, so you love me. That's no reason to get crazy ideas.
No, I don't suppose. Say, I ought to be beat up for even just thinking.
Oh, just forget it. Why don't you go on inside? Sit down and relax. Go on. Go on, you're all tensed up like a spring. I'll bring the coffee in to you. All we've got to eat is some cream crackers.
Well, I'll just take the coffee. Those creamy things don't... Someone at the door. You want I should get it?
No. It's just some crazy character down the hall. He's always losing the key to his apartment.
Hadn't we better help him out?
No, I'm sick of letting him use our window.
Yeah, but the poor guy might...
Let
it
go.
What's the matter? You can't leave him standing. Maybe you don't want to answer the door. Is that it? I'm going to open it, Pearl.
Please, Willie, don't. Please.
Okay. Open it yourself. Go on, open it. Well, don't you hear me? I said open the door.
I don't want to, Willie. Don't make me. Don't.
You remember his name, Pearl? Well, Stan. He's the other fella. You want I should open the door and say, have you seen your old buddy Stan lately? You want me to do that?
All right, go ahead. Open it up. Go on, you big ox. What are you waiting for? You want me to draw you a picture?
Yeah, I'll open the door. And I'll give you to your friend. I'm sorry for you, Pearl. Real sorry for you.
Please, Willie, please. I didn't mean it. Willie!
I'm sure glad to be out of that valley, Arnie.
Yeah, I wonder what became of Willie.
That crazy fool must have beat it during the night.
Lucky for him, the job's finished. It'll be real trouble. Hey, what's the time?
8:27. She'll blow at 8:30.
Yeah.
Hope he didn't give his wife a bad time.
Yeah, she deserves it.
Poor old Willie. Guess we shouldn't have told him. Come on, let's get down to the pay office. I got a lot of spending to catch up on. Don't start giving me a bad time, boys. Arnie! Stan, where are you? Arnie! Arnie! Arnie!
Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by... the key.